Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning on this beautiful, cool Sunday morning, or Saturday morning. Here I am. I say time flies, and what do? I just was trying to make it fly even faster. No. Let's hold back on that. If you covered your basil, which I did last night, because basil is so, you know, temperamental, and I didn't want to go out there and see some black appearing on my basil. If you covered it, it's time to take it off. And I realized that as I was on my way down to the studio. So Fred can't, because he had his knee surgery I've been telling you about. But my daughter Julie is here, and she's home with Fred. And so, guys, get out there and uncover my basil for me. So now, really excited about my guest, and it will sound familiar to a lot of you, the reckless chef, Russell Klaes.
Here we
Welcome.
Are.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
Oh, so much fun having you. And gosh, you know, you and I kind of found ourselves doing a couple things together last year. Once I met you and got the word that you were around here from Lisa Krall, you know, the photographer over at the Palisade Chamber. And you were in the process of contemplating and doing things, but you were one of our chefs at Peach Cuisine. Everybody adored you, loved what you made, and loved the way, you know, the way you answer all those culinary questions, and made us all feel like we were pretty good cooks,
Of course.
We're not, you know, official chefs, but you made everybody feel good and loved what you brought. And I'm not going to ask you what you're going to bring this time. I'm just going to tell everybody, but yes, you have committed to being on Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs at the Peach Festival.
Yes, we'll be happy to be back.
On August 13th. I'm sure you'll come on the Saturday one, I'm thinking.
Yep.
And so we're looking forward to that. But for those who are new listeners, and gosh, we have a lot of new people
Excellent.
In the Valley and constantly coming.
Oh my gosh, it's growing.
I know, isn't it though? Give us a short little information on what brought you here, and the time it brought you here. Just a little bit that has happened to you in like, what, a year and a half?
Almost.
Yeah, I mean, talk about.
So much has happened since the last time I've been on the show, let alone.
But, oh, I know.
I've been in the Grand Valley now since 2020,
yes.
I guess, really. Wow, it's crazy how fast it
2020.
Moves. Yeah. Was a chef in Denver for 11 years or so, and then moved out and was out in Gateway at the big resort out there. And
yeah.
Moved to
Gateway
the
Canyons.
Grand Valley to work in Palisade and be as local as I could and start chef business out there. And it's been less than a year since we launched Reckless Chefing. And now, as of 2 months ago, we have acquired and remodeled and launched our first restaurant concept, the Reckless Roadhouse out in DeBec, Colorado.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Give us a drum roll there. I won't put there. Thank you. Because no, Nicole is doing really well.
I'm sure
she's
they can do that. Yeah.
Over there at the controls. And she really has. She is, you know, she hasn't made any big blunders or anything like put us off the air.
Hey, knock on the wood.
Yeah. Because she's knocking on wood right now. But, you know, we can't challenge her too much on her new position. Like, give us a drum roll.
Yeah, I'll do the sound effects.
So, but how exciting. I mean, this is all. And where are you originally from?
I'm born and raised in Pennsylvania.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah, we've had a lot of Easterners here. You know, and you are one, but you, I mean, 11 years in Denver, were you?
Got both my degrees at Johnson & Wales University. And actually, my business partner currently, Brian Lemestra, who's helping me out at the Roadhouse, and he is also from Pennsylvania, and we had never met, and then met in culinary school 10 years ago down in Denver, and now he's come on up to help me launch the Roadhouse, and we're there together every single day running the two of us, and I mean, yeah.
It's, so the Reckless Roadhouse.
The Reckless Roadhouse.
Oh, I love that. And you know, when I met you, it wasn't too long after you gave yourself the title of the Reckless Chef.
Right.
And right away, that gets attention. I mean, brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant on that one. And people go, okay, are there spatulas and knives flying around in the air?
You have to show up to find out, you know.
Very good.
Yeah, actually, the reckless chef was something that was given to me in culinary school.
Was it really?
Reckless Aaron Clace was a nickname that I got, and it was something that just kind of stuck.
Okay, and why was that? Why did they give you that name?
I was one of the more experienced guys going into culinary school. Okay. I'd already been cooking for 6-7 years, so one of the guys behind me, the one day I was just swinging pans, doing my thing, plating all in one move, and he goes, "Man, you are just reckless and getting it done," and stuck since then. Reckless Aaron Clace.
Is he going to come after you? Did he run and copyright that?
Yeah, I hope not. But yeah, then it was just something that stuck with, and I mean, works well with my name being Russell and my last name being Clace. So
yes, absolutely.
It all just kind of fit.
And your take on food,
of course, is not nothing by the books, really. I mean, I take the knowledge that I've learned over the years and make it my own, and sometimes it is quite reckless.
It is, and it's kind of a message to us all that, you know, over the years working with food and in my career, people would say, I would never, you know, I have to have the exact recipe. Mm-hmm. It was even like a jar of salsa and a can of beans that I did one time. They wanted it written down, you know, and it's okay. And you don't have to follow the book all the time. Especially, I realize baking is more of a scientific thing, you can't be as free and easy with that. But there, to some extent, you can. But as far as cooking and creating things, have at it, right?
Of course. We describe it as a dump cook. You just dump things in the pot until then it tastes it as you go type deal. And that's kind of, I mean, when I play around with recipes, that's how I do it. And I have to be more mindful to write down the steps that I am taking.
Oh, that's hard, isn't it?
So that I can replicate it then later if it turns out good. And it's like, what did I put in that?
Exactly. My husband always says, well, I hope you remember, if it's one that he really likes.
Yeah.
I hope you remember how you made this. And that's the thing, to just start jotting down.
Yep.
Because you think you'll remember.
Oh, yeah. You think so.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
And I mean, that's one of the things now, too, with developing a whole new menu.
Yes, you are.
For clientele and in a little bit of a different area. Yes. And now having staff and training. I mean, we are 2 weeks into being live at the Roadhouse.
Yes, and you've already been so successful.
Oh, it's been excellent. We couldn't be happier. I mean, the staff that we brought on has been so great. They're picking things up so fast. The community has been so welcoming. I mean, shout out to Tebek and the surrounding area. Yeah. They've been so supportive. My parents and my business partner, they've been helping the whole time. And I mean, yeah, me and Brian are having a blast of it, and we couldn't be happier with how things are going. But
how did you end up in Tebek?
So my folks just retired to Parachute. They live out in Battlement Mesa. And
nice place up
there. I was in Palisade, as we know.
Uh-huh.
And Tebek is that middle point between the two.
Certainly
and
is.
And as my parents were coming out and building the retirement home, we just casually mentioned with our banker that we might be looking for a restaurant concept. My dad is a brewer, so
I see. There's a message there, I think, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The plan was always to let him retire and do what he loved for the rest of his life, because he's supported me throughout mine, and then I would just run the restaurant and the business. And our banker gave us this nod that a place was coming up for sale in Tebek.
Hold that thought. Teaser, you're going to hear the rest of that story when we get back. And what's this guy cooking up out there at the Reckless Roadhouse? More when we come back.
Good morning. This is Nate broadcasting live from Red Rock and Nissan here on Highway 650 across from Foundation Repair. I'm going to be out here for the rest of this morning into the early afternoon, and they are the home, of course, of the Forever Warranty. You buy a car with them, and you are covered under their forever warranty for as long as you own it. Now, remember, that is on 7 and on used vehicles, too, and that goes with 7 years or younger. So back to 2015 to present with that forever warranty as well. And we'll talk about the all-new redesigned Rogues, the Frontiers, the Sentras, my bad, and then also the Ultimas with all-wheel drive. Talk about those as the morning goes on. Come on out. I'm at Red Rock Nissan. Again, Highway 6 and 50 across from Foundation Repair. This is Nate broadcasting live.
Building a new home? Come talk to us about hardwiring for automated window coverings. Hi, I'm Patty with Ambassador Blind and Shutter. Whether you're building a new home or dressing up your current one, we have the window coverings for you in the styles, fabrics, and colors you'll absolutely love. Come and see us in our new gallery showroom located at 1048 Independent Avenue next to Sam's Club, or visit us online at ambassadorblindandshutter.com.
Hi, this is Jamie from The Brickyard. Did you know that we now sell flooring? The newest trend in flooring products is luxury vinyl tile, or LVT. We carry many colors and styles in stock. With a beautiful display in our showroom, we can show you just how it will look inside your home. We also have a huge selection of thin brick and stone for your bedroom wall or kitchen backsplash. Come see what we have. That's The Brickyard on the Business Loop in Grand Junction or North Townsend in Montrose. Or visit us online at BrickyardColorado.com.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
It's comforting to know conservative values haven't been abandoned everywhere.
All we want is freedom and liberties and less government.
Welcome home. News Radio 1100 KNZZ. You never know what'll be said, what you'll hear, or how you'll feel. Joe Pags, weekday evenings at 10 on 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Oh, here we are. I mean, the holiday weekend coming up soon, JUCO, all kinds of activities, really cold temperatures.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? In another week or so, where we'll be going, oh, remember that real cool weekend we had? Oh, I would like a little bit of that. But if, like, we got our breeze airs all hooked up and everything turned off the heat and a bit nippy this morning, but things are warming up here on Food for Thought, 1100 KNZZ AM, 92.7 FM, and we're podcast. And I have one of my favorite guys here, Russell Clace, the Reckless Chef.
Reckless Chef, Reckless Roadhouse.
Reckless Roadhouse over in
Debec, Colorado.
Debec, Colorado. How long have you been open?
We have been open for 14 days as of
14
today.
14 days.
Yep.
We're celebrating your 2-week anniversary.
Yep. We closed today for 2 days to do a private catering event, but I think today is officially day 14.
And you're doing private catering. And tell us a little bit about that building again that you got, that you discovered. You'd never been to Debec, right?
I had never been to the town of Debec prior to touring the facility for the first time. And yeah, it just came on our plate because it was in between me and my folks where they have retired to out in Parachute. And I mean, when we saw the facility, I mean, it is an old historic building in the middle of Town Square, Debec. And the previous owner ran it as the Wild Horse Roadhouse and Saloon.
Some people will go, oh, okay.
Yep, now it's the Reckless Roadhouse because Reckless Chefing has purchased it. So keeping the Roadhouse name was simple and
good idea.
Yeah.
And I love, of course, you know, that you glamped on to Reckless.
Of course.
Yeah. And it's so important to have a hook.
Yeah. And,
you know, and then your other hook is that you really know food and you're really delicious.
Thank you.
And, you've had some challenges. I mean, you got this property now and this building.
Yeah. I mean, the building is fantastic. It was remodeled before we purchased it.
Perfect.
And our main challenge right now is storage space. You know, there's no walk-in cooler.
Okay.
The kitchen was designed as a concessions kitchen.
Sure, it was a bar.
Just heating things. And mm-hmm. so now we've taken the time, we've reopened under the tavern license that was existent on the property.
Uh-huh.
Just to show people what we're doing for the summer, have them come in, experience what we can offer in the plans that hopefully then we can remodel the kitchen come September and relaunch as more of that place where you can get a nicer meal and sit down dining and kind of that unexpected environment in the middle of the Beck.
Yeah, and you're going to have a stage eventually?
So we currently have a small stage inside. We have already hosted 5 live concerts and the karaoke event. Yep, including the 2 days of our soft opening. But, I mean, we've even had a 5-piece band on our small little stage in there so far, and plans to build a stage out back. We have a very nice, very large outdoor patio space.
Terrific.
We want to turn into a little bit of an outdoor venue out there in the middle
of
the canyon.
So cool.
Yeah, it's
so fun.
If you're just tuning in, you did throw out the brewery word.
Yes. So we have about 2,200 unused square footage in the back of the building right now. And again, just a beautiful space that we want to turn into our own little in-house brewery. We can start offering our own in-house brews and just something else that we can feature that we make on site. We are almost 90% from scratch actually on site right now in an environment that most people would not say is conducive of that. So
it's amazing. You were telling me you get customers from Glenwood.
Oh yeah. I mean, people are driving an hour, 45 minutes plus to come and see us and hang out. And I mean, the number one comment we're getting right now is, wow, this is not what I expected.
Uh-huh,
and,
uh-huh.
You know, it's...
And you say you're limited. I mean, you don't have the full-fledged kitchen, but you have installed some equipment.
The only equipment that we have actually installed is a flat top, 2 flat tops.
okay.
That's it.
Well, and you guys...
I have no oven,
you have,
no
you're
range.
You're on Facebook, Instagram.
No fryer, yep. You can find us on RecklessRoadhouse.com, The Reckless Roadhouse on Facebook and Instagram.
And let's talk. Oh, okay, so we're talking. I mean, now is the time, you guys. You got to meet Reckless. I just call you Reckless.
Yeah, that's
all the time. And got to meet him, go out there, and partake of. Because when I looked at your menu, and you were telling me the challenges and the limitation as far as equipment, I don't know how you do that. I don't, because I'm coming out there and you're going to show me.
Oh, of course
because,
I am.
Because, but, and so, you know, brew and food all goes together.
Of course.
And tell us about some of your menu items, because I am really amazed that you can pull this all off.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, it is American barbecue based. Mm-hmm. We're calling it Colorado barbecue because
like
it is our own style. And
good. It's not Texas.
No.
It's not this Kansas. It's this. We're talking Colorado.
We are talking Colorado. Okay. And the main part to that right now is we are smoking with 100% Palisade peach wood. Came up.
Love
yes,
it.
Yes. Yes. But that's where we do all of the cooking and all of the prep on that smoker that I have in the back. It was made from Sling and Steel Customs. It's a custom piece designed specifically.
Sling and Steel.
Yep.
Okay.
They custom made it and built it for us and shipped it out from Kentucky. I couldn't be happier. It's operating so well, but I'm doing briskets, pork butts, chicken wings, and we just smoked some tri-tip. We're running tri-tip special this weekend.
Oh.
And
I am salivating. You two knew that.
He did not bring us a sample.
I know. I've already.
I know. I'm in the doghouse right now.
So he's coming back soon.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But there's a requirement.
And we have to just go see him, apparently.
Well,
okay.
That's really, I mean, experience the whole fun of this.
You guys will get the VIP tour.
There you go. We'll come on a date.
Perfect.
Date.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, I can't take Fred yet because when Fred hears this, this is going
to
be a motivation
perfect
to do those exercises that the therapist told him yesterday. Reckless chef. I read your menu off to him.
Oh, great.
And right away, he was like, oh, I'm there, you know. And so tell us, they're all listening to us. And they're going, get back to what the menu is. So tell us.
Yeah, some of our feature items right now are definitely like the Reckless Nachos. I mean, it has 4 different types of cheese, our own house-made cheese sauce on it. It comes with our pulled pork, our smoked brisket, Three more house-made sauces on top, two house-made salsas, and it is not your common,
ordinary nachos.
Oh, not at all. And that was a comment we just experienced the other day, too. People, this is not what I expected, and I am so happy that that's not what I expected.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Another quick upcoming, growing very fast item is the Roadhouse Mac and Cheese.
Mm.
And again, it's a house-made beer cheese sauce that we're folding in there too. Three different types of shredded cheese. And then it is also topped with some of our pulled pork, our turkey or brisket, depending on what we're running. And then barbecue sauce, a little bit of hot sauce, and then a couple fresh garnishes too to just help it pop. But
boxed mac and cheese.
Oh,
I won't
not even
say
close.
The name. But, or even, you know, cooking up some mac and throwing in some Velveeta or whatever.
Yeah, definitely not my kitchen staff. It's their favorite task. I'm doing quotations right now. Is shredding cheese by hand.
I'm sure that's their favorite. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Pounds at a time.
But you insist on them shredding it.
Of course. Yeah. We shred it in house because we smoke it in house as well. So it comes in a whole log. We smoke it and then we shred it and then it goes into our house cheese sauce. Yeah. It's a process. Labor of love. But I mean, like I said, we're 90% from scratch right now.
Well, and perfect this time of year, everybody's and you got inside and outside seating.
Oh yes, the patio's gorgeous. We have a lovely outdoor seating area.
And you tell me you've had five concerts already.
Yeah.
2 weeks. We're celebrating today. If I would have known, I would have baked a cake. No,
I was supposed to have baked some pork or something.
But you've booked a lot of private parties and
We just did a private catering last week. We helped out another local chef friend of ours and did a five-star fine dining 4-course plated meal up at Branded Rock Canyon, which is a very nice high-end luxury resort right out of DeBec.
And yes, DeBec is known for having a couple of those.
And
did that one used to be called something else?
It did, but don't put me on the spot.
I know, and I'm trying to think, too, because I know it's very high-end.
Yes, it's very nice.
Yes.
We were, grateful to be able to go up.
Absolutely.
And we're happy to support and help them whenever we're able to. So
get your name out there even more.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, you've
fantastic
done a great job of getting your name out there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and in fact, when we were having a meeting on the Peach Festival, you know, and Peach Cuisine, they're going, is he coming back?
Great.
And now I can say yes, of course.
Oh, yeah. We'll showcase the Roadhouse this time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now people know where they can go and find you. So the mac and cheese, I mean, everything you have described is so extraordinary.
There's
so apart from the common, you know. Yes. See, this is what you do. If you're going to, you know, just make mac and cheese and make it the old way, yeah, you can do that.
Of course.
But when you, it's kind of like the taco party here, I always say.
Yeah,
you can throw a taco together, but to have the ingredients or the knowledge and do those kind.
Exactly.
And so now this is the same thing with you and what you create.
We hear that all the time too. Me and my business partner Brian, we're both from Pennsylvania, so the Philly sandwich is, you know, resonates with us,
and you know how to make the real Philly sandwich.
Yes, of course.
Which
I do
is the, oh and hold that gosh I warned you
we'll
that
talk
we're
about sandwiches
to,
when we get back.
Yeah. We'll be right back with more reckless ideas.
Hey, this is Nate broadcasting live here at Red Rock Nissan, Highway 650 across from Foundation Repair. And if you're looking for a new vehicle, time, of course, we know is of the essence. And here at Red Rock Nissan, they are selling the ones that aren't even here yet. So come and see them today. They have a great selection of vehicles here on their lot, not just new, but also used. We'll talk about that as the late morning goes on. So again, if you're looking for a new vehicle, we all know that, a lot of them gone before they even hit the lots. But, you know, get out here and talk to them, see what they can do for you. Now, I know that they have a wide variety of used cars as well, probably access to over 1,000 used vehicles. They have a number of them on the lot, but come down and see those too. This is Nate out at Red Rock Nissan, again, Highway 6 to 50 across from Foundation Repair, broadcasting live.
All aboard! Experience Colorado at its fullest on the Leadville Railroad. Book now and kick off the summer with a unique family experience atop the Rockies. Enjoy spectacular views, wildlife and wildflowers, fresh air and photo opportunities. Learn some local lore and let the kids meet the engineer. Even ride in the engine or caboose for an extra special treat. The Leadville Railroad. For information on daily trips and special events, call 1-866-386-3936 or visit leadvillerailroad.com.
If you're in business, reliable drug testing is a resource you can't afford to be without. This is Bobby with MCC Drug and Alcohol Screening. We can tailor a program to your needs, including pre-employment screening, post-accident testing, and ongoing testing, on-site or at our location. Visit our website at mccdrugandalcohol.com.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Mostly sunny for Saturday, Grand Junction, 67, Moab, 70. Partly cloudy overnight, 41. Partly sunny on Sunday, 77. Slight chance of showers Monday, 75.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Australia's prime minister has conceded defeat after an election that could deliver a minority government. The opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, set to be sworn in as prime minister after his Labour Party clinched its first electoral win since 2007. President Biden spoke to reporters today after his meeting with the South Korean president in Seoul. He says he's concerned about both regional economic and security issues in the Pacific. Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, among those proposing a greater U.S. diplomatic presence in the Pacific to counter aggressive moves by China, along with two other senators this week, he introduced the Expanding America's Pacific Diplomatic Presence Act of 2022. On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 8 points. The high-tech NASDAQ struggled, though, was down 32. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
Dixie's Food for Thought, Saturday mornings at 10 on 1100 KNZZ and 92.7 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Well, here we are back at 1100 KNZZ AM 92.7 FM, and we're podcasting. Isn't it exciting? And, oh my gosh, we got to get a picture of him in our studio.
Yes.
So we can post
that. I'm
on it. Okay. All right.
Gotcha.
And I'll get one too. The Reckless Chef, Russell Clace. Been in this area. Well, I know you were executive chef up in Gateway Canyons over in Denver before that, but came here in 2020. Does that say something to everybody?
Yeah. I want to say it might have even been 2021. I actually moved to the Valley.
Gotcha.
I want to think, but. I don't know. That seems crazy. It's
Doesn't
only 2022,
that,
so.
Yes. And I have people who told me about you. and consequently, while you were contemplating all your life, you were making new lifetime decisions for yourself, we got you as a chef at Peach Cuisine with culinary chefs and... in Colorado. You know, it's kind of
depends
that's
on where
a tomato
you're
tomato
from, you know.
Clematis. But you are definitely bringing your dreams, making your dreams come true in this crazy time in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, very, and no doubt have faced some challenges.
Oh,
but here you are starting. For those who might be tuning in quickly, we're talking about what?
The Reckless Roadhouse.
The Reckless Roadhouse. You got to believe
that. Out of Beck, Colorado, yes.
Uh-huh. And you guys, we have been talking over his menu. And as you say, you're in the process of, you know, getting this all set up.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been open 2 weeks.
Yeah,
You've had 5 concerts.
5 concerts. Karaoke. Yeah, we were
booked for private parties
already, and it's crazy. We're just
how do they get a hold of you?
I mean, right now most of it is through social media, word of mouth, and people who come in and just request what we can do. I mean, so far it's been a lot of support from the community, and that's who is approaching us the most, the surrounding area, who want to help see us grow and see what we're able to provide for them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah.
I mean, Grand Junction to Glenwood Springs and all those towns in between.
Everything in between. Yeah. With Steamboat.
Silt,
Newcastle, Meeker.
Word is getting around.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. And it's great. I mean, yeah, we couldn't be more thankful for the support. And yeah, the town of DeBec. And I mean, shout out to Mayor Chanel and down there and the town hall. I mean, they've been so helpful with everything as well and very supportive.
Maybe you have to bring the mayor with you sometime.
We could probably do that. You hear that, Chanel? Yeah.
but that's wonderful. That welcoming. I mean, anybody that I go, hey, remember the Reckless Chef? Well, hey, it's the Reckless Roadhouse over
it's
in DeBec.
The Reckless
there.
Roadhouse now.
I mean, do you ever stop and think, I have really been pulling something pretty amazing off here?
Oh, I mean, me and my business partner, Brian, we say that almost every day. And we had people in the other day and they asked us this question. They go, do you ever just stop and look and be like, This is mine, you know.
Yeah, I own this. Exactly.
And you don't want to sound like that, but I mean, yeah, it's a great feeling to just look around and be like, and feel proud, and you know,
absolutely.
We say all the time, and like,
you can do it,
even
through pandemic and everything.
Exactly,
you can do it.
I mean, it is. I mean, another comment we get all the time too is never expected this, and wow, expected this in DeBec, and that makes us just warms our hearts. It makes us feel so good every time that people just walk in and immediately are taken back and impressed. And because another thing too, if you walked in and you knew Brian and I, you walk in and it's our hangout. You know,
exactly.
The whole place is designed as a place where we would like to hang out, and that is what we are trying to showcase more than a certain type of bar, a certain type of restaurant. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to offer everything and just a fun environment for people to come. And whether you're hanging out outside or you're drinking or you're eating or we have music or an event going on, we just want people to enjoy the space that we've built.
Yes, along with you.
Along with us. Yeah.
See, that I think is
that's
so important.
That's a big part of
now,
it.
Now, you can't bring Brian. We can't have both you and Brian at the same time.
That is the unfortunate side of the two of us running it. I mean, yeah, I wish he could be right here aside of me right now because, I mean,
I know what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's smoking me.
Right. He's running the place for me right now. I couldn't be more thankful. Brian, if you're listening, you better be listening.
Yeah.
Love
you better
brother.
Be listening.
No, I
so
couldn't
you can
have done
get
it
on
without
over
him.
There today.
Yeah.
I mean, go on over. Beautiful day.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
We're running some specials this weekend. The smoker will be going.
What are some of the specials?
So we have a smoked tri-tip sandwich right now that we're doing almost as a cold cut with horseradish creamy aioli, some fresh sliced tomato that's grown locally, arugula, and it's on a really nice potato bun. It comes with a smoked potato salad.
Smoked potato salad.
Yep, of course.
I mean, there's that. For the mac and cheese, you smoke the block of cheese you hand shred it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I have a thing about that myself and about never buying a package of shredded cheese.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there you go. Chef recommendation right there.
There.
It does not melt properly because of the coating that they put on the cheese to keep it from sticking to the bag.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you are making a cheese sauce at home, do not buy pre-shredded cheese.
Yeah. Shred your own.
Exactly.
Yes. And I've always felt that. And the taste is so different.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. Because, it doesn't have that little powder coating on it. Which
So that's one of your specials?
That's one of our... Yep, we're doing the smoked tri-tip this week, and we sold out of wings already.
No!
Yeah, started on Wing Wednesday, and we didn't even make it through Friday. So, I know, it's crazy. We were like, well, we're going to start featuring this new thing never heard of before. We're going to call it Wing Thursdays.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, I like Wing Wednesday.
Yeah, everybody does, you know.
But now they want to.
Yeah. Now you want wings on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. And yeah, we were running taco specials too. Sold out of those already yesterday. And that is one of the struggles we see right now.
I was going to say.
Is we don't have a walk-in yet. So our storage space is very small. Mm-hmm. And when you buy from large food purveyors, you can only buy things a case at a time.
Sure.
And I want for me to buy a whole case of brisket.
Sure.
Not only does it take up a lot of room, but then it's not like brisket comes off the truck in the morning and then I have it ready in an hour. It takes me 10 hours
to smoke
brisket and then have it ready. So that is one of the struggles we're seeing right now.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
When we sell out of items, it's trying to come up with the next new thing.
Sure.
But we also see that as a benefit is the fact that I do get to change my menu all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we are running different dishes all of the time and trying to feature new entrees and new fun ideas and...
which is fun to go and to say, well, what's new?
Exactly. And I mean, that's another thing too. You get to meet Brian and myself every time we touch, if we don't talk to every single guest. Yeah, exactly. If you didn't enjoy something, please let us know. Cause we can't get better unless people are honest with us. And, that's one of the things we have fun with. If somebody's like, well, just, I don't know, make me something cool. We're happy to do that.
That's fun.
We had great compliments from some vegetarians who came in the other day. I mean, obviously, we are advertised as an American barbecue bar, you know, saloon and smokehouse as we're going.
There you go.
But yeah, we had some vegetarians come in the other day and they're like, well, we weren't too sure. And I was like, no, thank you so much for coming in. Of course. And we threw three different dishes together for them.
That's
and
awesome.
They love the cocktails. And
I just looked up your Instagram over here while I had a second. And... it's awesome. Like I want to be there right now. And so I was looking at everything, the specials, everything.
Yeah.
And the, just like the presentation is.
Thank
awesome.
You. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh yeah.
They have a customizable platter. Like you can pick what you want.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. See, as long as I have brisket, don't go coming in asking for the smokehouse platter today because briskets are not finished yet.
Okay. But you can certainly ask for a lot of other things.
Yes. So most definitely.
Yeah. Oh, well, my husband hears about that mac and cheese. And if you're just tuned in, describe that mac and cheese.
Oh, that mac and it's the best four different types of cheeses. Our house made beer cheese sauce. It comes loaded with our barbecue pork, our smoked brisket, our house barbecue sauce, hot sauce. We put a little aioli on there for extra creaminess and then fresh garnishes on top just to keep it crisp.
I mean, does that sound not even like your grandma's mac and cheese? This is a new mac and cheese experience. And mac and cheese, everybody loves mac and cheese.
It's funny. People come in and they're like, well, I'm a mac and cheese connoisseur. And we're like, we get it. We like mac and cheese too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right, right.
Just because you eat mac and cheese all the time. We're not sure if that makes you a connoisseur or not, but try ours. We hope you like it.
Exactly. Yes. A taste experience.
Oh, yeah.
And now everybody's like, gosh, what is he going to do for the Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs August 13th at the Palisade Peach Festival. They're going, oh, she's already, you know, of course, I've been talking that in January. But you'll get to come and see and meet you, Russell, the Reckless Chef. And then you are actually going to bring samples And we are going to watch you prepare and we get to ask you questions. Yeah. We get to question the chef.
Well, that was one of the funnest parts last time too.
Wasn't it?
Just being able to answer questions for people that they might not know. You know? So, that was probably the part I enjoyed the most about it.
Right. And you know, sometimes I think probably as a chef, you think, oh, everybody knows this simple thing or that. But really, we don't. And you might give out a tip that people clamp onto and go, boy, you know what? I'm so glad I went and I heard that tip that he gave us. But you're a comfortable reckless chef because you're fun to talk to. You don't feel intimidated, you know. And hey, there is no dumb question.
No, of course not. Yeah, right, the ones that go unasked, right?
Oh. She is giving me a signal. We have to come back for our last segment.
Okay.
And she will be forced
she's
to take
cutting us
off
early. Yeah. She just wants to get up to the roadhouse.
That's what she wants. Exactly. I mean, hey, you need to get in that car. Now, when do you open?
We open at 11.
Okay. We'll be back with more Reckless Chef.
This is Nate broadcasting live from Red Rock Nissan Highway 650 across from Foundation Repair. I'm going to be out here for the rest of this morning into the early afternoon. Get yourself out here. If you are somebody who has gone to another dealership, they're like, hey, we can't help you with your credit. If you have issues with credit, owe too much on your car, or you just want a deal, of all deals, now is the time. If you buy a car here at Red Rock Nissan, they're going to pay for you to enter their credit repair program. It could raise your credit score up to possibly 200 points, maybe 100 to 200 points, and just a few months. So let them help you out. repairing your credit with their credit program here at Red Rock Nissan. We'll talk about that again here as the late morning goes on. Get yourself out here. They're on Highway 6 and 50 across from Foundation Repair. I'm going to be out here for a little while. Then we can deal on cars all day long. This is Nate, broadcasting live.
Need to clean and reseal your current brick or pavers? At the Brickyard, we have specialty cleaners and sealers to help restore your brick to its original beauty. Or maybe you're tired of looking at that cracked concrete patio. Pavers are a beautiful alternative to gray concrete and can even be installed yourself. We have all the tools and supplies you need for all of your concrete and masonry projects. Put the Brickyard in your yard, 2860 I-70B or North Townsend in Montrose. Or visit us online at BrickyardColorado.com.
Scotties, this is Jake. How can I help you?
Captain Kirk!
I told you, my name is James Kirk, but I go by Jake.
Captain, we are burning up in here. We got too close to the sun and the AC is knackered.
Can you open a window?
A window? We're in space, laddie!
Right. Well, bring it to Scotties. We offer complete air conditioning service from recharge to repair.
Bless you, lad. It's hot enough to scorch your spotting.
Don't get stranded on a hot planet. Bring it to Scotties, 4th and Pitkin.
Bring it on down, Scotties. Your complete car care center.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteen's well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
After this spring,
severe weather,
Mother Nature must be exhausted.
I need a vacation.
But there ain't no rest for the wicked. Depend on us for accurate weather. News Radio 1100, KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Well, here's Dixie talking about, well, I must admit, this is so much fun. This show, it's, you know, it's kind of like last Saturday we had Henry, and now we've got the reckless chef from the Reckless Roadhouse in Dubec. Hey, want somebody to do some radio for
you?
Yeah,
come on in.
But over in Dubec now.
Yeah.
Open 2 weeks.
Yep. Rocking and rolling. Lots of house features too. That was something I wanted to touch on.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
do.
We, one, I mean, we, being from craft and making everything in house as much as we can, we are able to feature. I mean, our cocktail list is excellent.
Uh-huh.
Brian and the staff and the, behind the bar are making up things all the day, all, you know.
Well, that's fun.
Almost every different day. And we have our one feature right now that everybody has to come and try. It's called our snake oil. Since we are kind of the old saloon smokehouse type feel,
mm-hmm.
and like the old medicine man who would walk around in his cart and offer the elixir cure all, you know. So we have
in
our,
all those old Western movies.
Exactly. Yeah, we have our genuine 100% 80 proof reckless snake oil. Cures all ailments such as contracted cords, flat feet, early decay, smarting loins, and anything else you may think of.
And he will be happy to tell you all that again when they get out there.
You know it. Yep, come on in. Ask for a shot of snake oil.
Yeah, yes. I'll bet you could even put it on your skin.
You probably could. Yeah, we had a, actually, funny or not, we had a girl the other day. She was like, testimonial, where like she's told us, for my entire life I've had a runny nose and septum problems, and like no joke, been to doctors her entire life. Comes in, has her first shot of snake oil, and she came back and she was like, for 3 days now I have not had a runny nose, the
Whoa.
First time in my entire life. And Brian and I are like, start writing down the recipes. We, you know, we got to approach, you know, the big pharma. We got the new cure all out here.
Sidebar, we're not making any claims.
Yeah, no claims. Yes,
the USDA hasn't okayed it yet. But That's fun. That's...
But yeah, I know. It was a funny story and just another fun thing that we're offering over at the Roadhouse are our
own
in-house libations.
The whole atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah,
we have something for everybody.
It really is. That, yeah, we're. I mean, we're kid-friendly. We have a dog-friendly patio. We have our a little Hounds of Debec sign that we have where we'll take a picture, a Polaroid of your puppy if you bring it in
our
backyard and hang it up. And yeah, we have games out back. We have cornhole. We have a small little disc golf course set up. And
oh my gosh, I mean, you guys are just...
We're just trying to provide something for everyone. That way it's a fun place to come and hang out and just enjoy what we're offering. So
So Memorial Day weekend is coming up.
Memorial Day is coming up, yeah. So we have sponsored the big Memorial Day ride.
motorcycle?
Yep, the motorcycle ride. They're expecting about 300 motorcycles, 350 coming out this year. They've raised a lot of money, and everything is donated. It all goes back.
You know
back.
What they do.
Yeah, it all goes back.
Hats off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've done great things.
Absolutely.
We hope to be a food sponsor and a stop for them next year, but we were just happy to sponsor this year. We will be closed on Memorial Day.
Okay.
It's for restaurants. It's not a very big weekend.
No.
You know,
and
everybody's out camping.
Honor,
and yes, exactly. Yeah. So we're going to take our kind of our first day off for being
good
closed
for you.
Since we've
good
been
for,
open. Yeah. And then, yeah, allow our staff to recuperate and spend time with their families as well. So
yeah, and we like to hear that, too.
Yes,
that's
always, it is. Our staff and family environment is very important to us. And that's another reason, too, Brian and I come out to talk to every one of our guests to just show how much we really do appreciate the support. And
you go to Debec, you get off the highway there.
You're 47 seconds from the exit from the Reckless Roadhouse.
Okay.
Down. You should market that.
Yeah,
that should be a sign.
Exactly.
47 seconds
from the Roadhouse. Yeah.
Going at a speed limit of.
speed of 35 miles an hour.
Okay.
With the wind.
not against the wind lately.
It's been crazy wind up there, too.
But I think that's finally going to start calming down now.
Yeah.
And hey, beautiful day to come over and see you guys.
It is. It's a gorgeous day to come and get a drink and some food and one of our house cocktails, the Ledoux lemonade. Oh, we were going to talk about strawberries.
Oh, yes, because today is National Strawberries and Cream Day.
Yeah. Yeah, and yesterday was National Strawberry Pickin' Day. So perfect. We had a pickin' day and an eatin' day. Yeah, one of the things we're featuring right now is we make our own in-house pickles. So with the
you do?
Yeah, of course, yes. Oh, they're great compliments on them. But we have extra pickle juice after we're done with the batch. So I've been pickling strawberries.
No kidding.
Yep. And the pickled strawberries end up going on our salad. And then that pickled strawberry juice, which is actually very good for high on electrolytes,
being
featured in some of our cocktails now as our house shrub. And it goes into one of our house featured cocktails that we call the Ledoux Lemonade. And it actually has no lemonade in it. And you would not expect,
it's like Long Island iced tea.
Right. Except there's no tea. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's bourbon and our house strawberry shrub. And
3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, she's cutting us off again.
We're going. Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, they're talking about cocktails. We gotta go."
I know. When do we go now?
We have less than 3 minutes, we have some time here. But those are interesting and fun. And probably if somebody comes in and says, "Have you ever tried blah blah blah?"
Yeah,
you might go, "Yeah, we'll give it a try."
Of course. Oh, that's another thing too. Everybody's like, "Oh, you should try this," and we're like, "Yeah, we have a list of 200 things."
Yes, I bet you do.
We have a lot
of
things
we have
planned for.
We'll put that on to-do list
for
the future.
Yep. Yeah, our office is just littered with post-it notes and idea boxes and everything we have planned
And that makes it fun, too.
It is, yeah.
That really does.
We're loving every day of it.
And you're just trying to cover all, and you have such big plans.
Yeah.
I mean,
full venue out back, hopefully by second summer, and then hopefully we are brewing on site by the end of year two. Would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You have planned, hopefully, the full-blown kitchen.
Oh, yeah, remodeling of the kitchen, mm-hmm, putting in an actual range and ovens and fryer. Yeah, for all of you, we don't have any of that right now.
But you know what? Once you get over there and try what you have on the menu, I still am blown away by the menu, because how can you do that when you don't have the all-inclusive kitchen?
Create. But we're being as creative as we can.
The creativity of your mind.
Yeah.
And the recklessness of your mind.
The recklessness, yeah.
but it really does. Are you getting pictures of Russell as we're getting ready to say goodbye?
I do have a really important question for okay. him, actually. Ooh. My family and their friends are in Montana right now listening on the app.
Okay.
And I said, we're taking a field trip to Quebec when you guys get back. And they said, ask him if we can ride our horses in.
Oh, most 100%. We have two hitching posts right across the street.
Look at
and,
you.
We have a custom Reckless Roadhouse hitching post being made for us, hopefully by the Wild Horse Days in Quebec.
My son-in-law's out on a big bike ride. He came down since... my daughter's helping with Fred right now, and he's on a big ride. And when he hears about, I started telling him, because this is the place he will be on his
great.
Agenda
to
come to. And see, what you do is you go out to the Reckless Chef, to the Reckless Roadhouse, and partake of the great menu he's already got. Go out there and show support. And then in fall.
And in fall, we hope to.
Could have that.
Relaunch as a full service restaurant, and I mean, it's kind of the perfect time too. As it gets colder, we can show more entrees and
on Facebook,
recklessroadhouse.com and Reckless Roadhouse on Instagram.
And on Instagram, and that's the way to get. We're so excited for you.
Thank you so much for having me, Dixie.
And he is going to be a chef at Palisade Peach Festival.
Yeah, hopefully
Peach
we'll
Cuisine
bring
with Colorado Chefs, and I'm going to, pick your brain after we go off the air well. So, hey. Time to get out there and enjoy the weather. And, as I always tell you, get out there and take a little walk. It'll do you lots of good and you'll feel